2 Samuel chapter 50. And it came to pass after this, that Absalom prepared himself chariots and horses, and 50 men to run before him. And Absalom rose up early, and stood beside the way of the gate, and it was so, that when any man that had a controversy came to the king for judgment, then Absalom called unto him, and said, Of what city are you? And he said, Your servant is of one of the tribes of Israel. And Absalom said unto him, See, your matters are good and right, but there is no man appointed of the king to hear you. Absalom said moreover, Oh that I were made judge in the land, that every man who has any suit or cause might come unto me, and I would do him justice. And it was so, that when any man came near to him to bow down to him, he put forth his hand, and took him, and kissed him. And in this manner did Absalom to all Israel that came to the king for judgment. So Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel. And it came to pass after 40 years, that Absalom said unto the king, I pray you, let me go and pay my vow, which I have vowed unto the Lord, in Hebron. For your servant vowed a vow while I abode at Geshur in Aram, saying, If the Lord shall bring me again indeed to Jerusalem, then I will serve the Lord. And the king said unto him, Go in peace. So he arose, and went to Hebron. But Absalom sent spies throughout all the tribes of Israel, saying, As soon as you hear the sound of the trumpet, then you shall say, Absalom reigns in Hebron. And with Absalom went 200 men out of Jerusalem, that were called, and they went along innocently, and they knew not anything. And Absalom sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counselor, from his city, even from Gilo, while he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy was strong, for the people increased continually with Absalom. And there came a messenger to David, saying, The hearts of the men of Israel have gone after Absalom. And David said unto all his servants that were with him at Jerusalem, Arise, and let us flee, for we shall not else escape from Absalom. Make speed to depart, lest he overtake us suddenly, and bring evil upon us, and strike the city with the edge of the sword. And the king's servant said unto the king, Behold, your servants are ready to do whatsoever my lord the king shall command. And the king went forth, and all his household after him. And the king left 10 women, who were concubines, to keep the house. And the king went forth, and all the people after him, and tarried in the place that was far off. And all his servants passed on beside him, and all the Cherethites, and all the Pelethites, and all the Jittites, 600 men who came after him from Gath, passed on before the king. Then said the king to Ittai the Jittite, Why go you also with us? Return to your place, and abide with the king, for you are a stranger, and also an exile. You came only yesterday, should I this day make you go up and down with us? Seeing I go where I may, return you, and take back your brethren, mercy and truth be with you. And Ittai answered the king, and said, As the Lord lives, and as my lord the king lives, surely in what place my lord the king shall be, whether in death or life, even there also will your servant be. And David said to Ittai, Go and pass over. And Ittai the Jittite passed over, and all his men, and all the little ones that were with him. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over. The king also himself passed over the brook Kidron, and all the people passed over, toward the way of the wilderness. And Lozadok also, and all the Levites were with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of God, and they set down the ark of God, and Abiathar went up, until all the people had all passed out of the city. And the king said unto Zadok, Carry back the ark of God into the city, if I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again, and show me both it, and his habitation. But if he thus says, I have no delight in you, behold, here am I, let him do to me as seems good unto him. The king said also unto Zadok the priest, Are not you a seer? Return into the city in peace, and your two sons with you, Ahimaaz your son, and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. See, I will tarry in the plain of the wilderness, until there come word from you to inform me. Zadok therefore and Abiathar carried the ark of God again to Jerusalem, and they tarried there. And David went up by the ascent of Mount Olivet, and wept as he went up, and had his head covered, and he went barefoot, and all the people that were with him covered every man his head, and they went up, weeping as they went up. And one told David, saying, Ahithophel is among the conspirators with Absalom. And David said, O Lord, I pray you, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. And it came to pass, that when David was come to the top of the mount, where he worshipped God, behold, Hushai the archite came to meet him with his coat torn, and earth upon his head. Unto whom David said, If you go on with me, then you shall be a burden unto me. But if you return to the city, and say unto Absalom, I will be your servant, O king, as I have been your father's servant in time past, so will I now also be your servant, then you may for me defeat the counsel of Ahithophel. And have you not there with you Zadok and Abiathar the priests? Therefore it shall be, that whatsoever thing you shall hear out of the king's house, you shall tell it to Zadok and Abiathar the priests. Behold, they have there with them their two sons, Ahimaaz Zadok's son, and Jonathan Abiathar's son, and by them you shall send unto me everything that you can hear. So Hushai David's friend came into the city, and Absalom came into Jerusalem.